Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying God's grace, Bible bits from 1 Peter. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 to 25, irritations. There is no question life is full of irritations. The issue is what we do with them. There are many kinds, circumstances of life, physical problems, another person. Most of life's irritations come from people. Home, work, church, and those in between. What if you're falsely accused of something? The tendency is to defend ourselves, blame someone else, and stay angry. So what do we do with the irritations? I believe Peter gave us a hint on how to handle irritations in our text for this session. But let's start with Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. God wants the Spirit to bear fruit in our lives. Crucify the flesh, walk in the Spirit. It's not optional. Look at three keys from our text for responding to irritations that come in life from many different angles. First, remember whose you are. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Are you saved? You belong to God. He's sovereign. He could stop the irritation. When he doesn't, he has a purpose. Romans 8:28 makes that clear. And we know that all things work together for good, to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Have you ever asked, what is God's will for me? There's one answer. The Bible is full of God's will. Second, review your actions, words, and attitudes. Verses 18 down to verse 20. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable if, because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you're beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. Did I cause it? If you helped cause the irritation, then correct it and ask forgiveness and make restitution if necessary. Remember whose you are. Review your actions, review your words, review your attitudes. And third, release yourself to God's workshop. Verse 21 to 23. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. What if I'm 100% right? What attitude should I demonstrate? Well, listen, allow God to develop your spiritual growth that you be transformed into the image of Christ. Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 3, what we call the Beatitudes, down to verse 12. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs are the kingdom, is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. There are basically two ways to respond to irritations: retaliate in anger, or grow in your spiritual walk with Christ. Allow God to use irritations to build character in your life. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. We need to be faithful, regardless of what's going on. When everything's fine, when there are irritations, when suffering comes, you think about that, and you have a great day.